Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia from unceded Musqueam territory. You're listening to my show, Nancy's Pantry. It's every week from Wednesdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Every week, I play different music. Today, I have a friend on the show, but this is Simon. Do you want to say hi?
Hello, everyone. My name is Simon. I also go by Bubble Gardener. I'm an artist from Ontario, but I'm currently in Vancouver right now.
Yeah, so today we're going to be playing some music that Simon picked out, and also a few of his songs he's working on for his album, which is super exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to talk about any of them now or later?
I guess I can talk about a few now. Mm-hmm. So the first two that we'll be listening to are With All Your Life and Don't Feel the Pain. So these two are kind of about a special person in my life. So we'll be listening to those, and I'll talk a little bit about it later.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, do you want to listen to two songs first, right?
Yeah.
That aren't yours?
So these two songs right here, as well as most of the other songs in the playlist, besides my own, are inspirations that I have in making my music in general, and just these two songs specifically. So the first two songs we'll be listening to, is Wyoming and Why.
Okay, yeah, Elijah Fox and Mid-Air Thief.
Yeah.
So I'll put those on now. Thank you. was just... Shoot, are the... They are on... No? Oh, shoot, wrong mic. Hold on. Give me one sec. Okay, that was just a song by Elijah Fox, Wyoming, from the album Wyoming, and then a song by Mid-Air Thief, Crumbling from... album is Crumbling, song is Why. Right now we just have a song playing in the back, but we're going to listen to two of Simon's songs.
Yeah, so...
Do you want to introduce them a little?
For sure. Yeah. So the next two songs... they're called With All Your Life and Don't Feel the Pain.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear myself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next two songs are With All Your Life and Don't Feel the Pain.
Mm-hmm.
So the first song is kind of about longing for someone in a way, and just really wanting them to like pay attention to you and love you in a way with all their life, as the title says.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is Don't Feel the Pain. So this next one is about wanting to protect somebody. And yeah, so two songs that I really like. Two of my favorite songs that I've made. So they'll be playing after this.
Okay, we're just going to play the unreleased songs. So, yeah, these are all brand new works in progresses. But, yeah, here is With All Your Life.
Thank you. can't say anything to save my life. Your words, they bring me to my knees and cry. Standing in the hall with no bra, I take my shirt off so you don't feel the pain. You don't feel the pain.
Okay, that was just Bull Gardner's two songs. These are also my two favorite that you've produced, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're both super sick. What was I going to say? I've lost my train of thought.
Yeah, so these two songs, like
Thank
I said
you.
Before,
mm-hmm.
They're kind of just about one of my relationships in my life. So yeah, I get a lot of inspiration from this person. And the reason why these songs are so important to me is because I feel like this person kind of like opened me back up. I feel like I was kind of a closed case before. And I was kind of just sticking to myself. But as I reconnected with this person, I made these two songs as well as one that you'll hear later on in this episode. So yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you want to listen to go back to the playlist?
Yeah, so the next song is Dream by Ryuichi Sakamoto.
R.I.P. legend.
Yes, rest in peace. So yeah, him as well as Ichiko Aoba, which is after that, are very important to me. And I draw a lot of inspiration from them. And you'll kind of see the inspiration in the next song that I'll play, which will be a little bit later in this episode. So yeah, let's listen to those first.
Okay.
ここに見える姿 햇빛이 짙어지고 어느샌가 어두워져 향취조차 알 수 없는
Oh,
Okay, we're going to take a quick break from music. We're gonna go through a couple ads.
Photography.
And then, my bad. And then after that, we are going to be back with another track by Simon. We'll talk a little bit about it, and then we'll let you listen to it. But yeah, be right back with music.
...of community events presented by artists and cultural organizations spanning across British Columbia from September 22nd to October 15th, 2023. BC Culture Days is a network of over 350 diverse events, all aimed at showcasing the artistic and cultural essence of over 50 participating communities. All events are free or pay what you may, including a variety of events for all ages. And anyone from grassroots community volunteers, public libraries and independent artists, to major arts, culture, and heritage institutions can register Culture Days events as long as the events are participatory and free or pay what you may to attend. Event registration is open until September 22nd at 9 p.m. To find out more, visit culturedays.ca and follow at BC Culture Days on Facebook, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Okay, we are back. So, let me just do another station ID. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM. We are broadcasting live from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver from the University of British Columbia. This is my show, Nancy's Pantry, every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Today, doing the show with Psydog, Simon, Simone,
hello,
Bubble
hello.
Gardener.
Go by many names, but yeah.
Yeah, you know he's a real artist because he has like 4 pseudonyms, 6 side projects, 11 genres. Like you are working on everything and anything. But yeah, we've been listening to Simon's curated set list for today. They're all songs that have inspired his recent upcoming album.
Yeah.
And then we've gotten to listen to a few of his songs that he's been working on, which are unreleased.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have another one of Simon's songs, Bubble Gardener's songs, coming up. And do you want to introduce it a little?
Yeah. So the next song is called Has It Happened Again? So before I talk about that, I just wanted to talk about the last three songs that we listened to. So the last three songs are called Dream, Dawn in the Adon, and Dream of Memory by Shadow Community. So these three songs kind of helped me understand like the concept of making a song sound like a dream almost in a sense. And the thing that I kind of went for with the next song is a lot of imagery. And I try to make it sound like a specific place or a person. So yeah, try to listen for that. So the next song is called Has It Happened Again? So yeah.
Okay, we will take a listen.
Wasting my time and you're telling your friends I'm yours. Let us just play pretend. You'll play the fool and you're up on my stool again. You'll play the fool and you're up on a stool again.
Okay. That was Has It Happened Again, Bubble Gardener. Want to talk about, we haven't even talked about the production of any of this yet. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
For sure. So I think I'll start with the first two songs.
Mm-hmm.
So the first two songs are very much inspired by Mid-Air Thief, which we listened to earlier. It's a song called Why. It was the second song that we played after Wyoming. First song after we played Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, for the production, I kind of tried to use a lot of granular sounds. And I really like utilizing the stereo field and trying to evoke a feeling from the listener that can't really be evoked with other means of production. because if you think about it as a listener, when you're listening to a song on your phone, for example, it doesn't feel as it doesn't have as much depth as you do when you're listening to a song with your headphones. Mm-hmm. So I try to use the stereo field a lot there. And then with the Has It Happen Again, I use a lot of wind sounds and guitars to kind of recreate the dream feel that I was talking about before.
Like, I heard what you mean, like the ambience and like the layering of like at the end, especially I noticed like the background voices. No, that was super, super. I really like the soundscape of that one.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I tried to really make it sound like a dream, so I'm glad you picked
that
up.
Gorgeous song, yeah.
Thank you.
And also, Cy Dawg here, his vocals on the track, his guitar, like, everything is from, like, this is, like, a proper, like, bedroom album, which is so sick. Like, I think some of my favorite albums ever are all, like, bedroom albums.
Yeah. So I think for all the sounds in my album, I didn't talk about this before, but for all the songs in my album except for ambiences like wind and rain and stuff like that, I create them all using either synths, guitars, or my voice. And especially in the last song we listened to, but as well as the other songs, I try to make my voice almost sound like wind, because in this album that I'm gonna be creating, I really like to use like water and wind sounds to get this like scenic feel in a sense.
So
all self-created sounds.
We have another song that you wanted to play, right?
Yeah.
And then also, oh, we should play, it isn't on the playlist right now, but we should play an Ernest Hood song.
Yes.
Yeah, because when you were talking about, like, the wind and the water. Okay. Anyways, do you want to talk about the next song first, and then we'll think about Ernest Hood?
Yeah, for sure. So the next song is called Tangle by Tom C. Bumps. So this song is very similar to Dream in some aspects, I feel, because it's kind of a short song, but it still gives you that emotion, and it's kind of different to full songs. I'm not sure exactly what it is about short songs, but it makes me feel a different type of way, and I tried to include that somewhere in my album. Coming up, you'll hear that eventually. But yeah, so next song is Tangled by Tom C. Bumps.
Okay, we'll listen to that. I think I know what you're talking about with the 1 minute song things.
Right.
Because, like, yeah, I think it's just because with songs that are only like a minute or a minute and a half, you like jump straight into the soundscape and they don't like, there's no like build up or whatever. You just kind of go, like, the sound is just immediately like there. And
yeah.
It creates such a like atmosphere.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I feel like that's exactly what I was trying to say, just kind of like dancing around the topic. But
yeah.
I totally understand that. That's kind of what I tried to do with some of the songs in the album. The next song that we're going to be playing is called Bedroom of the Absent Child.
Yes, it's by Ernest Hood, which is an artist that both of us love. He is so gorgeous, so underrated. The entire album, Back to the Woodlands, such a gorgeous album, so good. Like, I have so many, I don't know, I feel like I have a lot of albums that I enjoy, but like some albums are just perfect and I could listen to them like for the rest of my life, and definitely. I would never get sick of it. And also, like, each listen it gets better, and every single song, like, it's just, you can like hear the amount of thought and work put into it. But I think this is definitely one of those albums for me,
for sure.
It's, I don't know, I think it's like a gorgeous album. It's just so good.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorites as well. Yeah, if you do have like 30 minutes to listen to it, definitely go take a listen, because
yeah, and also there's a good amount of variety on this album too. It's not like all just one sound, which is really cool.
Yeah, and there's so many layers to the album, like as you're saying, there's so many different sounds, and in each song you get like such an insane like landscape of sounds, and it's very interesting.
Do you want to listen to that then?
Let's
do it.
Thank you.
Okay, we ended up playing two songs from Ernest Hood, but the first one was Bedroom of the Absent Child, gorgeous, and then the second one, Into the Groves, also gorgeous, gorgeous album. But we still have a little time on the show left for today, this episode. Originally, we were just going to play three of Simon's songs from his upcoming album, but
we have a little bit of time.
So this is a song actually that I worked on a little bit with Simon, but Simon's like a music production genius. So then basically he asked me, he was like, do you want to try producing a song with me? And I was like, I don't know what any of the buttons in Ableton do. Like, I don't get it. Because music production is literally, like, it's so complex. Like, you would think it's just, like, bebop. But it's, like, it's so incredibly difficult. Like, I have so much respect for you. But, yeah. So I was like, no, it's okay. Let's just give it a shot. And then I was just like, oh my gosh, can you make this sound like wow? And then he'd make it sound like, and then he would like press the buttons on his computer in Ableton and like edit the whatever, do this, do that, do that. And then like add in like four filters, like change the EQ, whatever. And then it'd be like exactly what I was imagining. And then that's basically how the next song came up. I don't know if, I feel like this shouldn't be the actual title, but we used this one sample of people talking in a party in it. And then, when Simon went to Google that sound effect to add as a sample, he Googled party talking. So that's currently the temporary name of the song, Party Talking.
Temporary,
Yeah,
so this song, I feel like it was so interesting to work with you because like you did a lot to like improve my sound, I feel like, because it's so important to get these different ideas, and you also helped me with music theory stuff and like and stuff like that.
No.
So I'm kind of clueless when it comes to music theory.
No, you are not. So. Shut up. He is lying. Also a music theory genius.
No.
Yeah.
No. But very much needed help. And
no, it was just like so interesting working together. Because like I know nothing about music production. You know everything about music production. And we were just like meat mop together.
Yeah. No, we work so well together because we give like different perspectives on the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's very nice.
And then I don't know, I feel like it just comes out with like best of, it brings out the best of both of us.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's listen. I haven't listened to this in a while, actually.
Party Talking by Bubble Gardener and Nancy's Pantry.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I need to get a haircut.
You don't like it?
I mean, it's nice, but I need to like shave it off. Really?
Okay, I think that brings us about to the end of my hour for this week. Yeah, 2:54 p.m. Yeah, we have a few minutes left. But yeah, that was the song that Simon and I did together. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can kind of like hear us talking in the intro.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this man was recording his guitar for the song, and like he didn't tell me that he turned on the mic, and I was just yapping in the background about something random, and then he like put the audio into Ableton and started editing it. He was like telling me about how he's such an audio, what did you call yourself, audio thrifter?
Audio
yeah,
because
you use like every single thing in your yeah. like that you record, and you were like, and then yeah, you added in the sample of us chit-chatting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel like I try to use like a bunch of different sounds that I can in a lot of my music. And mm-hmm. that's how a lot of artists create like yeah. a more complex sound yeah. to their music.
Yeah.
And yeah, specifically the sample helped build a lot to the intro and build to the, it's not really a chorus, but yeah, yeah, that part exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting and mm-hmm. very, very nice working with you.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So watch out for Bubble Gardener's album, which will be coming out sometime in the future.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so lovely having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so
Hopefully
much for having me.
Hopefully we can do it another time.
Yeah.
But
sure.
yeah, we are going to close off around here. I'll let the rest of this song play out. It's Endless by Celestial. Beautiful song. And then yeah, Radio DJ is just going to take over after this. So yeah, hope everyone has a lovely week, and hope you enjoyed the music that Psydog and I got to play today.
Yeah, it was very very nice being here and very mm-hmm. fun. Thank
yes.
you for having me.
Yes. Okay, have a lovely day, everyone.